Going to talk about a couple things today. Oh, hello. Nice to see you here. Glad you're back. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate it. You know, one thing I've thought about is that I'm not talking fast. In my mind, I think I'm talking really fast. But talking slow is makes me sound like a bumpkin, I feel like. So I'm talking as fast as possible without talking too fast that you can't understand the words I'm saying that are coming out of my mouth. So the first thing I want to talk about today is showing kindness to people, being sympathetic towards people that might be suffering or in pain or having a difficult time getting through life, and showing interest in helping that person. The thing about that, you know, that's good. I think that's a noble gesture, even if it's just done once. The thing is, for me, I suffer sometimes. I have bad days. I have good days. And on the bad days, I realize that I'm in a lot of pain mentally. Not so much physically, sometimes physically, but that's really not the case here. It's more of a mental, emotional type of pain that I'm suffering from something. And sometimes people will reach out and say, you know, how are you doing? What are you up to? You know, and just a kind gesture to say, I'm thinking about you and I hope you're doing well. More or less, in similar words. With that, that's great. But for me, if I'm still suffering the next day, consistency is important. And I feel that as humans, you know, we want to say, well, I made the effort first, so this person needs to make an effort for me too, because I have bad days too. We all have bad days. We all have good days. That's the thing. What I would say is, in a more mature response to this situation, is if someone, for example, if I start to show interest in helping out a person who's suffering, or try to befriend them or show them sympathy in a way that can help them get through their tough times, their dark days, then I used to do that. I used to be into that. But what I found was, ultimately, I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist. I don't have a degree in mental health. I'm not a doctor. I cannot offer professional advice. And that's what I realize, is that I'm just a guy. I'm really a writer. If I'm anything, that would be my job title, is I'm a writer. So what should I be doing? Well, writing to people is writing, that is. But, you know, the human condition is one thing to consider, is very complex, and just one message or once or twice and then to stop messaging or being interested more or less is I feel problematic. It's only gonna make things worse in the end. Now sometimes people, or even myself, will get various incoming interests of trying to help, so that one person goes away, there's another person, and that person goes away, then there's another person, so on and so on. And that's cool when that happens, but then that's feeding off of, again, it's very surfacey. For me, I've found that I have to make my own happiness and work through my bad days, my dog days, my dark times by myself. I have to get through that and overcome that by myself, because I'm in control of my fate, my destiny. This is my journey. And, you know, why not? The second thing, real quick, I'm already kind of running out of time, but politics has become just unlike anything I've ever seen before. There's the Democrats, there's the Republicans, there's the conservatives, and there's the liberals. I guess the liberals are now being called progressives. The thing that, for me, is just as an observer, I would say in an unbiased way, this is coming down to what I read in The Prince by Machiavelli, which is essentially a state of war within our own country, that I'm noticing people. So I'm more of just don't judge me. I'm more of a liberal Democrat, so I follow people that are the same. And I notice a lot of bashing going on, a lot of shit talking, a lot of anger and rage against the machine kind of feelings. Then I notice the Republicans or the conservatives doing this, like, we are the chosen people and we know our rights and this will not stand. And that sounds kind of like the Nazis, I'm not going to lie. Kind of like the Hitler, motherfucker. Yeah, I guess I'll stick it out with the Democrats, the liberals, for sure. But, you know, if you don't pick a side, it's like you're going to get eaten alive at the end because they're not going to accept deserters, you know? And that's fucking eerie and scary. Like, if you don't pick a side, you're just going to be a fucking nomad, basically, of the lands. That's crazy, man, to think about. I don't know. People are like, it won't get that far out of control. Dude, get on social media and open your eyes. Smell the coffee, my friend. It is there, and it is just made in the coffee pot, and it is steaming hot. And, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. I'll see what's going to happen in the future, what kind of leaders we have to come. Will there be a revolution? I would be down for that. You know, I got my pit bull, I got my two pugs, and I got my little boy, El Santo, little Chihuahua mix, Chihuahua Terrier mix, or Wiener Dog mix, Chiweenie. And I'm ready, man. I'm ready to do this and help my family and defend them, you know, all that good stuff. But anyways, all right, that's enough. It's about 7 minutes. This is just about the right amount of time you need to listen to your friend, Dietrich Dash. Have a great day. Until next time.